So today is Sunday, April 11, 2021. This is the new moon session, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm Debbie Moran. Okay, so see, he's like my monitor.
Right, it's April 11th. Did you say that?
I said April 11, 2021.
Oh, good. Love you.
So it's a comedy of errors as we begin. I think that's pretty accurate in the way things are showing up. And what it means is how, maybe not even how comfortable can we be in the discomfort, how can we be in the unknown? How can we allow ourselves to just be present to whatever shows up and find the beauty and the grace and the gift of all of that? That's really what I feel is the energy of these times and this time. And this new moon has is in Aries. And Aries is a more active planet. But the irony is it's a more active planet and there's still this uncertainty and unknowing that everyone is kind of eclipsed in, even though this is not a new moon eclipse. So it feels like that word wants to be used. It's almost like we're kind of eclipsed in our level of awareness or understanding, not simply because it's all new, because the old is not going to work anymore. And the old is what we know. That's the familiar. And when we're trying to actually come to something familiar, when we're in this transitional space, it doesn't work. And then what? Because it's not meant to work. Because we are really, truly meant to actually transmute that energy of familiarity and learn to be vital and alive and malleable and adaptable in our environment rather than frozen in time. Rather than frozen in time and frozen in situations and circumstances or ways of being, which was what was, but is no more. I almost said what we weren't being, actually, but we were being. We were being what we knew to be. And now it's time to be who we are, not who we were programmed to be. And so it's a whole new world and a whole new space. And it's exciting. And exciting can be translated in the body with exciton neurons, which means that could be translated into panic, anxiety, worry, fear. But if we actually take a moment to breathe into it, then it locates the center, the core of our being, and says, be here. Simply be here. We are here, Mimi. Thank you. So, I'm going to actually, Susan, I'm not going to read everything you said. I'm going to read what you said at the bottom.
Okay.
Where
I always like the way, I always like the way you edit and reword.
I'm hearing you, follow your own advice now, and it's really keep it simple, sweetheart. So it's what Daka says. Daka says, help them to stay in their inner clear space rather than to spend their time out of body in the density and confusion. So it's really help them to stay clear. And he's not just talking about you and Stan.
No, he's talking about everybody.
Yeah.
He's not talking about just humans either.
Exactly. And what I've been saying to a lot of people lately feels very relevant to that, because what I'm hearing to say to people is it's time to get real. And that doesn't mean get violent. That doesn't mean get aggressive. That means time to show up, and it's time to get real, and it's time to present yourself as who you came to be rather than what we think we should be.
The word is programmed to be.
Yep, rather than the programming of who we thought we were.
Yeah, and I just had a bit of that program pop up. Am I too old to do it now?
Yes. Thank you.
Like, where'd that come from?
It's beautiful. Well, you synced into me too, because I had that program for a very long time. Come to the place of, you know, I've done so much and for so long, and have I run out of creativity? You know, that thought of, again, am I too old to do this?
Mm-hmm.
No. You're not, unless you think you are and allow that thinking to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinking is just a thought. Yeah. Say what?
Yeah, for me, it's not being old. For me, it's like I keep having to look for, I'm not having done enough, or it's not good. You know, the programming, like, you haven't achieved enough, or, you know, you could do it better, or you need to reach a certain level of achievement to be able to reach your happiness and your completion, and now you're ready for enlightenment and all this stuff, and there's always something more. And so for me, it's not being old. For me, it's you never reach that goal, or you have to reach a bigger, better, higher goal. And I just recently read a part of Adya Shanti, The End of Your World, and there it talks about the emotions and all this stuff. And it seems like our programming is like that we always think we have to be better or reach more, at least for me. And so I start to realize that when I look at it, my own achievements, that I always look like, not good enough. And then I realized what Adya Shanti said, do not divide yourself from truth, from yourself, from reality, by thinking you haven't done or achieved enough or having to do something different. Just become real, as you would say. Become present to this, who you are, without judging it, without having an emotional attachment to it, of good or bad or better or not.
Exactly. I don't know how much you heard of that, Mimi. So I'll encapsulate it. It's like the programming that Norman's talking about is, I've not done enough. I need to do more. I'm not good enough. It's always more and more and more. And this sense of lack and that sense of, and he quoted Adya Shanti, who said, do not divide yourself from truth. And that's what we do in our sense of separation. And that's that dynamic of creation, that we actually think that we are separated from our source, which is not true, but our thinking those parameters that seem to make it so. And so it's really, how can we get in touch? How can we remain present and get real? Time to get real. So the lacking part is, go ahead. Susan, go ahead.
Another aspect of that is feeling like we have to find the right group or guru to get us there, when what we really need is to somehow remember our own wisdom.
Yes, and you know what? So now you just told me that, I'm going to actually pull out my brain chart.
Yeah, like the way to enlightenment is to go within, not to find the right guru.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. On the brain chart, the ancients in Vedic philosophy actually knew this with all of the work that they did. When they did their studies, they studied the deities, the gods, the goddesses, but they knew that they were functions in our bodies, and that's where the truth is written. And there is a part of our brain called the globus pallidus, which represents Jupiter in the cosmos, and it is the teacher and guru. And it has to do with action according to natural law. It is our inner guru, because that is the goal. And that is even the goal of a true guru. A true guru that people go to when they're actually doing the work that they came to do, they're reflecting back to the people that are coming to them with the hope, with the intention that their inner light will wake up. And that's the enlightenment, actually. We have this misguided opinion or thought process that says enlightenment means transcending the body. Totally not true. It's not about enlightening and leaving and transcending the body. It is about, actually, it's about ascending, descending the spirit, the soul, and integrating it into the body. And the enlightenment is literally, there's something we do in body talk, which I'm actually going to put in this session tonight, called the Light Zone Protocol in the thalamus. And the thalamus is the sun. Whatever your sun sign is in your astrological configuration, that's how your thalamus operates. And so, and the hypothalamus is the moon, and whatever planet your moon is in when you're born, that's how your hypothalamus interacts with your thalamus. So I'm going to actually integrate that and add some of that body talk wisdom in there, and add the light on protocol for the thalamus. And literally what that means is the thalamus represents the sun, but it has 16 different functions in it. And the light on protocol is really about turning on the light, literally, in the thalamus, which is the sun, which is also the gateway to enlightenment. So the light on protocol is, let's turn on the lights within. That's the enlightenment. Let's enlighten from within. And that means radiate that light wherever we are, which is always here and now. So breathe it with me and tap that in for yourself, that thalamus light zone protocol, linking that to the hypothalamus, so linking your sun and your moon, and turning on those lights so that communication happens from within. And then I'm going to link it to the globus pallidus, and the globus pallidus, like I said, is Jupiter. It's about, hey, let's turn the lights on to the gateway, the thalamus, your sun sign, your moon sign, and let's link it to Jupiter, the blessing planet, the guru internally, the guru inside your head and your body, inside the consciousness of God. Breathe that in. I'm hearing it's time for us to relax in our being and to essentially awaken our senses from the inside out and bring that consciousness to life in our bodies and in our world. And spiritually mature, so that maturation, that spiritual maturation of evolving into a grown-up in our own selves, in our own authority. Not authority outside of us, our own authority. Nice. And with that, for some reason it's taking me to the tongue. The tongue, the tip of the tongue is connected to the heart. And it's learning to speak through the heart, learning to touch the heart of ourselves, and learning to express that in our words and even in our actions out through our hands, because that connection through the heart is through the whole body. But there are certain parts, the tongue and the arms and the palms of the hands, opening up those chakras that are connected to the heart. and then connecting it to the tongue through the heart chakra to express truth. To express truth. And what that means is, what I'm hearing is that we speak a lot of words that are unnecessary. In other words, we speak sometimes to fill space. Instead of allowing the breath to expand the space. And speaking truth. So in a sense, what I'm being told is we are more often than not speaking truth. Because more often than not, we're chatting. Which we have on all of our, we have chat on our phones, we have chat on our Facebook account, we have chat on everywhere. So we're chatting. And Daka just showed me yours. Oh, sweet. As I even heard, because what came to mind was the image of, I love birds, actually, and the sound of hearing birds talking. And sometimes they just go, they're chattering a lot. And he's like, yeah, sometimes they are, and sometimes that may not be necessary. But maybe it is, because maybe they're chattering that they're happy. And when you said, Norman, earlier, you said something about happiness. We're always looking for something out there to make us happy. And happiness does not happen out there. Happiness is an inner quality that can be developed, but only if we're present to it, and only if we know that not only is it possible for us to be present to it, it is our birthright to be present to it. So, now, I started to say something I heard just now. So now let's just breathe into the spaciousness of our heart. And see that radiate throughout our bodies, all the way throughout our bodies, until you see it radiate out your fingers and out your toes and out every pore of your skin. And see yourself enclosed in this golden ray of light. A little bit like the heart that I use, the radiant heart that I use. It's saying that, radiate your heart like that. But not like you're radiating your heart out and you're, so this is not a caution, but it's saying radiate your heart out thinking you're radiating your heart out. Radiate your heart out knowing you are bringing the light through you. And so the radiating light that is coming through you is not depleting you. It is not your individual, it is your individual, but not your individual light. It's not to be confused with your life force energy. It is to be renewed by life source energy. I've been guided recently to change a lot of my language. And, you know, we talk about life force. And even Star Wars says, may the force be with you. And I'm like, no, may the source be with you. Life source. Flowing out every pore of your body, but not to your depletion. It's channeling that life force life source, old habits, that life source through you. Because you, even though we're all one, we're all unique representations of one. And so there, it is necessary that each one of us resonates and radiates that presence, that life source, that light through their individual bodies. And every time one of us withholds our breath or withholds our light, thinking that it's coming from us instead of through us, we are cutting off not only our individual life source connections, we're not really, because we can never cut off our life source connection, we can only think that we can, which can have the repercussions of a physical symptom or any other kind of symptom trying to get your attention to come back. So it's really every time one of us withholds our light for any reason that we can come up with in our thinking process, we are not only cutting off our own life source connections, our own availability to truth, to the realization of truth, again, never cut off from truth, to the realization of truth, we are also cutting it off for the rest of the world, because each being on this planet vibrates to a specific frequency that is all part of the whole one source, God. And when we withhold it, we're withholding it not just from ourselves, we're withholding it from the world. A Course in Miracles says, when we wake up and realize heaven is always here, we are always here in heaven now, we will know that no one is left behind. And what that means is simply that even if it appears that only a few of us are waking up at certain times and we're waking up at different intervals and different levels, as people call it, we don't collectively wake up until we all collectively wake up, because we are all one. Words. Words are very powerful. And yet, as I was reminded earlier, often too many used. And again, as Course in Miracles says, the truth is but symbols of symbols and further removed from the truth. Source. Lightning just happened when I said source. Source communicates with us through the synchronicity that is life. We call it signs and symbols, but they're always present. It's just we're not always present to notice them. And maybe the more of us, the more we come together like this, and the more of us that realize that, the more that truth will seep in and seep out, seep in and flow out, flow through us. So that we turn around three times and we realize we're always here. Only did it once. So, going back to the throat chakra, I see a grip around the throat chakra. It's like a collar almost. Like something choking off the throat. It feels very much like it's hooked at the back of the neck and the cervical region. So I want to unhook that. And gradually open up. And pull it off. And let it go down into the vortex. Mimi, I think I just realized what you said, that we're here, but I only saw, hi, Debbie, we're here. So I apologize for anybody I haven't been responding to. I'm not seeing it. I thought I overcame that by doing the live rather than setting it up. Guess not. I can't outsmart it, apparently. So, going now to the diaphragm. It feels like in the diaphragm, it feels like there's also an energetic block, like almost. Who is that? Hey, Jackie, I finally see another person. Thank you. Yes, Jackie says that collar felt like it was attached up in my brain stem, and there's truth in that. It's a cervical spine, so yep, all the way up into the brain, my dear. So get it out now. And now I feel like I'm here at the sternum, at the heart, but also the diaphragm. It feels like the diaphragm is being yanked on, meaning it's not allowed to. It feels like it's having a hard time doing its job in terms of expanding and expanding down to push on the organs. It feels very much like it's pulled up under the rib cages and attached at the rib cage. So I'm going to go into the diaphragm, underneath the diaphragm, and work, energetically work scar tissue around the diaphragm, the lungs, and the ribs. And actually, just scar tissue around the diaphragm. So the diaphragm, the lungs, the ribs, and all of the organs that are around there, because it feels like the diaphragm feels like it has some adhesions and some scar tissue. So it's creating a strain and getting in a full breath. So with that said, everybody, grab your diaphragm and just kind of lightly push in and down. Just lightly, doesn't have to be a lot. And do that while breathing. Donna, hi. I'm glad I made you laugh while I'm doing the diaphragm. Donna says, Debbie, I've been having an emotional day. You turning around three times to realize we're still here made me laugh out loud and brought me back to the present. And I was reminded to have fun in every day. Thank you for that. You're so welcome, Donna. I'm so glad you showed up because I didn't know why I did that. So let's just breathe, because I felt that. I felt all that emotional tension. And I really feel like we've been having really intense thunderstorms here in Sarasota, and it's been beautiful, but like kind of this quiet, heavy day. And it just felt like a very cleansing day. Like all of those emotions, all of the pollution, which congested emotions as well as the outer pollution we've put into place, all of this congestion has been taking its toll on our ability to be present. or on our awareness that we are not being present. No, I was right the first time on our ability to be present. As I heard somebody say, I'm quite aware when I'm not present. I just don't know how to get there. So, Donna, that's great. We just turn around three times and you're there. And everybody else, including myself. I'm breathing in, working that diaphragm, working that tissue, that scar tissue around the organs, around the endocrines, around the lungs, around the rib cage, and bringing it down. And there's scar tissue around the navel as well. So needing to put a program into place to work that. And that's just going to keep happening, although I'm still working it with my hands. And I'm also going to remind everybody, please make sure you stay hydrated. I'm going to actually do that now while I'm working this diaphragm and these organs and endocrines and navel. Then it feels like going to the navel actually is quite purposeful. It's really going to that umbilical. Another word that we use in body talks is called the vivaxis. And it's like going to that umbilicus to do a cleanse of that energetic connection to our birth in this lifetime. So whenever everyone was born, day, time, place, it's like we're going through all of those cords and disentangling them. Some of them are being removed and then reconnected, but going through and doing work to cleanse those cords of what was, not the experience, the residue, the plaque, the toxicity, and the congestion. And then we're going to plug you back into your date, time, place of birth, this lifetime, this planet, this here and now. And why am I saying that? For those who are aware of the quantum physics of the parallel universes and all potentials going on all the time, and really no linear timeline behind us or forward, it's really all here now. And it's just really about how it can be all here now, and can we be all here now in this specific body and reality with the awareness of that's probably going on around there, but we're here now in this body, in this lifetime, and now. And I can let all those eyes play out the way they need to play out. And I'll share a secret, because what I see is a lot of times with the quantum waves is when they have played out, I kind of see a collapsing of the wave and the integration of that light. So that probably is just a snapshot in time, but that's what I see. So if anybody has anything they want specifically or that comes up, please feel free to put it on the chat. Same thing with you, Susan, and you, Norman. I know you guys know. So, why am I doing this? I have no idea. Something is going on at the big release in navel. Thank you, Chris. Yes, I felt that too. And this, for some reason, has something to do with subconscious. Something in the subconscious. Yep. And the senses. So we're working with the subconscious and the senses right now. So what we're doing is we're furthering what we were just doing on the connection. You're welcome, Chris. We're furthering what we were doing earlier with the connection to our birthplace and time and this lifetime and this presence and this body, as well as cleansing the senses. And integrating that connection between the conscious and subconscious. Who was that, Susan?
That was Nani.
Hi, Nani.
What just showed up for me, Debbie, is when you were talking about the timeline and the parallels and all that stuff, and I was wondering if Earth could talk, Mother Earth that we're living on, it wouldn't say, well, you were born on June 15th, 1975. It wouldn't say that. It would say you were born now.
Well, yes. And yet, Earth
and that's it.
Will allow
and that's
us
it. And it's now. You're born now. You live now. You're. It's never like it's not associating time or a date to its experience. It always just says it happened now.
That got Nani's attention.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we always seem to be putting a date or a time on something that's happening in the that happened in the past, that's going to happen in the future. Or it's happening right now, and it's happened to be 40 minutes past UTC time or midnight. But the fact is, it's now. If you try to figure out to let the programming of time dissolve and just be present, as we always talk about it, maybe we would be present.
That is happening, actually. And here's the thing with that, and Nani's actually saying hello. Yes, that's true. Those of you on Facebook probably didn't hear that, so I'm going to reiterate. Norman said it came to Earth. It came to his mind that if Mother Earth could speak, she wouldn't say you were born June 15th, blah 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 blah. She would say you're born now, and that is true. And yet. And that is true, and yet, okay, so I'm going to read, so Chris is also saying, a big release, lower back tailbone after navel healing, felt like her umbilical cord went, oi! So, there is truth to that. And yes, time is disappearing, actually, as we know it. And yet, there has been some congestion in people's energy fields that has been related to that birth of this lifetime and this body, and that needed to be cleaned. Does that make sense?
I can just go back to the fact that you said that the sun, when you talked about the brain, the sun sign is the thalamus, and that the other one is the whatever. The moon
the
sign is the other,
yes.
The hypothalamus. Uh-huh. And based on that, if you understand those constellations or your moon and your sun, then you would understand how you function in your brain. And it's again, the time of now.
But even that changes. Here's the thing, though, honey. We can actually talk about different timelines and still be present. In fact, to not be able to, we can still do that with the awareness of it really doesn't exist, but since it seems to exist in our energy field, we are working with it and clearing it out now. And now is the only time there is, and yet most of us are not experiencing that every now. So what I mean by that is just because we're talking about birth times and locations and places, and quantum physics and different parallel universes doesn't mean that we can't be present now while talking, having that conversation. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Nani is getting quite talkative now.
Yes, he is.
Chris, what
He
what?
He's really engaged with this.
He really is. I think he's resonating there with Norman.
but what comes to mind to better explain that one more time for everyone is that
you were born.
Let's say for me, I'm a double Capricorn. That means my sun sign is a Capricorn, and my moon is a Capricorn, right? Or my ascending is a Capricorn. Sorry, my moon is a Leo. So I'm a moon and a Leo. So if I want to take the time out. If I look at the astrology, I was born at the time of Capricorn, and moon and Leo. That is my time. It doesn't have a date to it. It's just the time. It's the time of those astrologers' signs. And based on that, I still function based on those. I still respond to the moon, and I still respond to the sun sign without having to have any time associated to it. It's just the energy of it. The presence of the moon and the presence of the sun at that moment of now when I was born. So I take the time completely out. It's just the energy that surrounds us from the universe, which are the stars, that affect our life.
Well, here's the thing. Being present now doesn't mean cutting off time. Time does what time does because it really is only now. But to try to pretend like we're not in time is different.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not saying that we need to cut off time. I'm just saying that time is a program that we've created to function in a certain way. But time also takes away from being present, because we always have to be somewhere or do something or be better in time rather than being present in the now. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm not saying take time out. I'm just saying let go of the programming that time has installed in us. Go, 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 go.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we're doing, actually. And ironically, that's what we're doing when we're working with everybody's vivaxis and their birth.
Right.
Taking out the programming of go, 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 go.
Right. I'm just showing another way of how to be present.
Okay. So, Chris. Yay. I'm glad. That's the point. We are always in the now, and we are always being born. Again, every now, every breath, actually, we are different. Meaning, we are now.
Right.
So, every breath, we are living and dying. Which the irony is that every breath we are living and dying, and yet we keep appearing to be the same old, same old. And that's only because we think we're the same old, same old, or because we're trying to recreate the same old, same old without knowing it because we're so awkward. And here's the thing, awkward, I'm like standing here, awkward. We're awkward with not knowing. We're awkward in the unknown. And guess what? Being awkward is okay. Because if you're not awkward in the unknown, then you're not truly in the unknown at first, because the unknown is not a known space. It's not a comfortable space. It's not a historical space. It's not part of the programming. So when we allow ourselves to be present, and breath is really the way we allow ourselves to be present, when we allow ourselves to be present, actually, I'm going to rephrase that. We cannot ever not be present. When we actually breathe into the awareness that we're always present and it's always now, then life becomes a whole lot more fun. We seem to have a whole lot more energy. There's a lot more joy. There's a lot more space. And there's a lot less should. And a lot less of concern about what's going to happen in the future or what did happen in the past. So then there's a dance of learning to play in that reality where most of the planet seems to resonate, and you see me moving around now. And when you're dancing with the planet, there are people, there seem to be other people on this planet that actually believe in time. Deborah, that's hysterical. If you haven't heard this up till now, that is a riot. Deborah West just came on and said, hello, just on late. And the reason that's hysterical is because perfect timing. Deborah, That's perfect. That's perfection. We were just talking about how, about time and that dynamic. What? Where'd it go? Apparently it didn't like my joke. It disappeared, everybody. Deborah, I hope you got my comment. And you're not late, because we were just talking about how we were just having a discussion about time. We were working with everybody's birth and the connection of everybody's birth. And we just had this huge discussion about time and now. And so there is only now. With every breath, we are born again. Even in our physiology, our cells, they used to say every 7 years we had a whole new body, that every part of our biology is new within certain timelines. I think for the liver, it's like 6 weeks, or and there's different timelines for all of those parts, because we believe in that as a collective. And yet every breath, we're new. And even science is now saying that with every breath, or every 2 years, we have a new body. And yet, we seem to think we get older. There we go, Susan. Back to that I'm too old belief system. We seem to think we get older. We seem to think that when we get older, we start losing our capacity to actually be creative and to thrive and to live well, until we finally drop dead at some point. But usually not before we're actually struggling with some huge illness or virus or anything, or a mental dynamic. And because when you reach a certain age, that's what happens. That's what we believe is a collective. And the more of us that recognize there is only now and breathe into that presence. And I apologize for anybody, I'm not responding your comments. If somebody wants to put a comment down again, maybe I'll see it, and maybe it'll bring everybody back.
Yeah. Can we clear our connection to that?
Yeah. It's about clearing our connection to just being. And many of us use different things. Emotional upset. Relationship upset. Viruses, global dynamics, government. We all have that going on, right? Some of us use things like Mark actually talked in our Soul Side chat the other day, which I thought was brilliant, about what drama is. And drama requires three parts: a persecutor, a victim, and a rescuer. Isn't that really what karma and sin are all about? Isn't that really what history is about? All of those stories? And it's really coming to the place of, I can be with whatever shows up. For me, I realized technology has been my persecutor up to this part, up to this time. And now I'm just learning to laugh with it and be with it and say I'm sorry to anybody that it creates any duress for, and just say I'm going to encourage you to just shake it off, because it's really not worth it to stress over something that shows up. It's really worth it to just be with whatever shows up, so that we can see the gift of that. And what I'm seeing with the gift of that and my distraction with this Facebook is live is, and the comments is, not your comments are distracting, but technology has been distracting for me at the point. I think to emphasize, let's just be present together right now, because that's all there is. And technology is a blessing. And yet, if we use it as a persecutor and as a way to create stress for ourselves and to keep us from being able to breathe freely. And laugh freely. And be present, knowing that we are all one. And even if I don't see your comments there, I know you're there because I can feel you. And I feel you in my body and in my heart, through my body and through my heart. I changed that wording. It's not in my body. I feel you through my body and through my heart. Because we are all one. And if I mention time, I mention time from the perspective of I know it is evolving. I know that in reality, in truth, it doesn't exist. And yet I know that it came with me to this place I seem to be, and now it's become my friend. Same as death. Now become my friends. These are my partners. So it's really time to align and partner with the elements and the aspects and the qualities of our lives and our being in such a way where we can play this game of life, as Florence Silverstein calls it, knowing that it's only an image, a reflection of who we are, and yet to withhold that image and that reflection and that light and that breath is to say I'm not playing the game. And in a way, if the seeming game of life is going on and we say we're not going to play it, you can bet somehow you're going to get caught in the loopiness of it. And for me, up to now, it's been technology, so I have learned to laugh at it. So it's bringing in that lightness of being in through the crowns of our heads, and down through the cores of our bodies, and down into the earth, and also up through the earth, that torus that goes this way and that way and all the way around. That energy field that each of us embodies, that vibration that each of us seems to be that reflects, that is needed in this world, in this game, so that we can all remember we are whole, we are holy, and we are one, not just with one another, but with the air we breathe, with the planet we think we live on, with the cosmos that we think is out there, which is really in here. I'm going to put this up here again because for some reason somebody needs to see this. So this is our brain. So I hear that commercial. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Not that one. Not that commercial. This is our brain. And this is the cosmos. And it is in each of us. Seemingly different. So that we can come together and realize the wholeness and the wholeness that we really are. So I thank you, each and every one of you, who showed up here tonight, now, to be and play with me and with each of us. And let's just breathe together for a moment. If you have any questions, the recording is going to be available afterwards. If you have any requests in the meantime, you can send me a message or an email. And I will be looking at these comments afterwards because I know they'll show up somewhere, in which case I will respond then. So I'm just going to end with the way we began. And the message that I keep receiving is it's time for us to get real. And that doesn't mean we can't play this game we're playing, but it means play it truly, clearly, presently, now. Thank you. I love you all. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Love you, too.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome. And hi.
Hi. I thoroughly enjoyed everything you said about time and dying and rebirth.
Whew. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. I don't know how long you were there.
I was late, and I realized I was late, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm late, because Kelso's not here to remind me.
Oh, didn't for some reason. That's very funny.
Yeah, it was.
And it's also very funny. Deb West came on and said the same thing. I'm here. Yeah. I was late. And it was perfect timing. It was about the time when we were talking about time.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I've been to the Facebook, but this recording is still going. So if anybody has anything else they want to say, Susan.
Just double checking. Was that the light on protocol you did in the Thalamus?
Yes. Lights on.
Lights on. Okay. Thank you, Debbie. Thanks so much for tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And appreciate and love you.
I appreciate and love you, too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I love you. And I hope to see you soon. So.